Time in Africa.
Hello, Muraho. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington on the Voice of America, VOA Africa. Well, now I have a wonderful show for you today. The playlist, people, includes my very carefully hand-picked selection, or shall I say ear-picked selection, of fantastic music from East, Central, West, and Southern Africa. Some songs are new releases, others are trending hits, and still others are classics that never tire. Three times throughout the hour, I bring you exclusive music news and interviews with artists. First, there's a fascinating report from Malawi on albinism and music. That comes to us from reporter Frank Joab Jakaza. On the half hour, we meet a young artist from Kigali, Deo Munyakazi. He talks with me in a phone interview about the inanga. That's a traditional zither he plays. He calls it a Rwandan guitar. And we'll listen to his first innovative composition. Last up, our ever-popular Bill Odidi from Nairobi brings us an interview with an artist named Nyashinsky, or the Comeback King. Find out why he's called that and what challenges he's faced and conquered in the Nairobi urban music industry over the past decade. So, now's the time, this 1 hour of your day or night, to sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. From Nouakchott, Mauritania, where the Sahara meets the sea, here's Noura Mint Semali. This is the title track of her October album release, Arbena. The song is directed at women. She tells them to be proactive in their personal health care. Sickness is preventable, she says. Get analyses early and you'll be okay. You won't be sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Yaklabes. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was new, modern, Mauritanian music by the amazing Noura Mint Seymali. Here's a classic Malian favorite by singer-songwriter Habib Kouate, Sambara Boulama, or Blue Shoes. The song's all about Habib's quest to purchase a pair of a type of blue plastic shoe, the kind made in China that was hugely popular back in the late 1990s. I was living in Mali at that time, and I remember those shoes. They were cute. I must admit, though, I never bought a pair. In this song, which was released in 2001, Habib sings all about trying to find his own pair of those prized blue shoes. He goes to all of these cities in Mali on market day looking for them. Mopti, Sikasso, Ségou, and he doesn't find them. Finally, he goes to Bamako, which is the capital city, and there at last, Habib finds his Sambara Boulama.
Sambara Boulama, tenga Sambara Sindala. Sambara Boulama, tenga Sambara Sindala.
Newara moti, kasambara moti suguro, mandianye taye. Newara sigaso, kasambara sigaso suguro, mandianye taye. Newara segu, sikoro balanzando, kasambara nye, mandianye taye. Nesele bamako, faba suguba, nendianye peye. Sambara Boulama,
Sambara Boulama, tenga Sambara Singala.
Ka Singala,
Sambara Boulama, tenga Sambara Singala.
Nyenga Sambara do, kawasi ni madala ye, jamana na chaya. Nyenkola segiso, dondo soma madam, nyenta ninsire. Cheni na lenkanye, ila choro ni singa nema. Ayi, chema ibulu, itafima ibulu. Ntabula ma minyenye, ate singa la sambara nintigima. Cheto nitaye. Ni ganya ba
sambara
ni dijara na dona furuma uche abalu chetinye na jome ni furuno
sambara
na dona duba mikono duba ni bidense na jome ni danoka jome ni ganya ba
Sambara Boulama, tenga Sambara Singala.
bolama, tenga sambara singala.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
This is the Voice of America.
All right. Hello, Africa. Time to heat things up. Here's another classic, a soukous from 1997, Kinshasa, Kinstars with C'est la vie.
Thank you.
nice one. Hello, beautiful darlings. This is Heather Maxwell. We all know that music is one of life's greatest joys, and it's important to us in so many ways. But next up, find out how music can help prevent crime. In recent years, the murder rate of people with albinism has spiked in Malawi and other neighboring countries. Joab Frank Jakaza has the report coming up right after this.
Music Time in Africa is awesome, but the Voice of America has other great music programs too, like this one.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Two-Face. Nato C. Hey.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1500 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
VOA. And now, from Malawi, here's Joab Frank Jakaza.
Music. Sometimes it makes us sad.
Everybody hurts.
Sometimes happy. In some cases, it makes people give up on life.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Music has been at the center of world events and has moved many to do acts of kindness, fight on. Malawi and its neighboring countries faced a spike in the killing and abduction of persons born with albinism in 2014 and 2015. In Malawi, at least 18 people were killed and 5 abducted. Amnesty International believes that the actual number of people with albinism killed is likely to be much higher. In this part of Africa, bones of people with albinism are believed to be used for magical potions that bring wealth and good luck. At the height of these wicked acts, organizations and governments sprang into action to protect persons with albinism. As expected, musicians blazed the trail with music aimed at tugging at the heart of the criminals, beseeching them to have a sense of humanity, or umuntu, and stop the killings.
My fellow Malawians, I beg in the name of Jesus, stop killing albinos. They are human beings like us.
But what's been bothering me is this. What power does music have to change a person's behavior? Can music reach the heart of a hardened criminal? I sought the views of Dr. Chiwoza Bandawe, a clinical psychologist at the University of Malawi's College of Medicine.
We do know that music does have some impact on behavior. With regards to somebody who would engage in such a callous act as killing, then it seems to indicate that it's not as impactful, mainly because what we find is that persons who would engage in such acts often, although they may think and plot and plan, have lost a sense of their humanity or are disjointed or disconnected with their emotions. And very often music impacts the emotions and makes one more susceptible to hearing the lyrics. But persons who engage in such behavior would often be disjointed from their emotions.
Mr. Overton Kondowe is the president of the Association of Persons with Albinism in Malawi.
We have a number of vices.
We have a number of vices in our country, and we don't have any evidence whether music played a role, like in issues of HIV/AIDS, child trafficking, domestic violence. Nobody can say that music has really shaped the mindset of people, supporting a change of mind. So it's difficult in this context of ours to talk about the feelings, as you can't provide a straightforward response to that.
But musicians should not stop singing just yet.
I would say it serves some purpose in terms of highlighting the importance of fighting such behavior. Also, just creating that general awareness. Such music shows the importance of recognizing the humanity of everybody. So it does have some impact in that regard.
So, once again, music comes to save humanity. The plucking of a guitar, the wailing voice of a musician. It may reach a certain heart somewhere. This might be the first step we all need to take in a journey of 1,000 miles. For Voice of America, I am Joab Frank Jakaza.
All right. Have a comment or question about this report or something else? Send me a message on WhatsApp, +1 202 203 4118. That's +1 202 203 4118. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Here's Techno Miles with his latest. I love this song, it gives me the chills.
For like I give me love, oh. Now you the catch my shot, oh. For your sake I go touch, oh. Yeah. We go drive around for my Porsche, oh. Baby pana, they say he like you all, I get you all, baby pana. Anywhere that you go, I go follow you the go, baby pana. I say you like cassava, I get to be cassava. Hey baby, bana, my love for you, you never die, you never die. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby you too sweet, if I ever, my baby dance to the lagwaja, make I take you to Babalada. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby you too sweet, if I ever, my baby dance to the lagwaja, make I take you to Babalada. Say love is a beautiful thing. Can you dey cool my temper? Love is a wonderful, tender feeling. You dey give me ginger. So baby, dance it, dance it, dance it. The beauty in your eyes, they give me life, oh, oh. I could give the love the thanks, oh. For the sake, oh, yeah, for the sake of love, oh. Hey, baby, leave it, abadi, badobo. Adabadi, bitch, abadi, raba. Oh, if I say, I could kill you, show. Hey, show you love that you never seen before. For like you give me love, oh.
Now you the playboy, no.
Now you the catch my shot, oh. For your sake, I go touch, oh. Hey. We go drive around before my Porsche, oh. Baby, pana, they say you like you all, I get you all, baby, pana. Anyway, let's go, I go follow you the go, baby, pana. I say you like cassava, I get to be cassava. Baby, bana, my love for you, we never die, we never die. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby you too sweet, if I ever, my baby dance to the lagwaja, make I take you to Babalada. If I ever, oh baby, if I ever, baby you too sweet, if I ever, my baby dance to the lagwaja, make I take you to Babalada. I want your time. Understand now I'm feeling you are my woman crush, oh.
Wanyama, you see, in a magami, see, oh.
Well, maybe me no go let you go, yeah. I will always be your lover, for your sake I go kill you, show, yeah. Show you love that you never seen before. For like you give me love, oh. Now you the catch my shot, oh. For your sake, I go touch you. Hey. We go drive around before my Porsche, oh. Baby, pana, they say you like you all, I get you all, baby, pana. Anyway, let's go, oh, follow you to go. Baby, pana, they say you like cassava, I get to be cassava. Hey, baby, pana, I'm from Mubu, Allah, how did I get you?
is Music Time in Africa.
Hello, this is Heather. And now coming off of that luscious, seductive song from Nigeria, we bounce and bump into this one. It has its own infectious beat and vibe. From Ghana, Ambole. Who made your body like that? Who made your body like that?
All right, stick it. Uh-huh. What you gonna do about it? People. What can't you run? I won't tell you. Miss Yabba Dodgy. Get on down, people. Stick it all the kind of booth. Uh-huh. Get on down, people. Homie, uncle.
Best friend, hope you like my beginning, cause I like your end. Can buy you pizza with my money on top. Yes, I'm a teaser and say money non-stop. More expensive than GH, I confirm. Don't be defensive, cause I feel to confirm. Your puppy bitches, so cause they can't be like your mommy. Where your body, they sizzle, my eye, they do look oligy. Really do me the time I see you for Kollywood. Ambulance, see me waiting for me, make a holla you. See how my heart, they beat like the drums. Butterflies on my stomach, they play conga. Your shape be more than the lead guitar. Your thighs tick past the bass guitar sound. Your voice dey like the organ in chords. Don't make my team raise like the horn section, though. Oh, see how I'm bullying the laugh me plus in deep voice.
Who made you lose like that?
right, that was J. Double Ambole with Who Made Your Body Like That? That song comes off his 2015 CD entitled The Different Shades of Ambole.
Music time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
This is Heather Maxwell, your host and producer of the show. We're now at the half hour. Time to meet 24-year-old musician and recent university graduate from Kigali, Deo Munyakazi. Deo just released his first original composition, a song called Urukwirie. He sings and plays the inanga, a type of Rwandan guitar, as he calls it. And as a matter of fact, peeps, organology, which is the worldwide system of music classification, identifies the inanga as a trough zither. Yep. The sounding box is flat and shaped like a trough. It has multiple strings running parallel to the body. The strings are plucked, and it's played on a horizontal surface. So it's a trough zither. In any case, Deo, he joined me by phone earlier this week to talk about his new song and what draws him, a young, educated man like himself, just starting fresh out from university, to the old world tradition of the inanga. Hello, Deo?
Hi, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm fine. Nice to hear your voice all the way over there in Kigali.
Yes, I'm in Kigali, Luanda.
You are a young man, right? How old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
So what makes you drawn to this traditional music as opposed to electronic dance pop music that most young people are attracted to today?
In my childhood, I just liked the Rwandan culture and African music and so on. But I've been playing piano and guitar. Then I've noticed that piano is from America, but inanga is our own heritage. So I chose to keep it alive. That's why I chose to go for traditional music, especially inanga.
Okay, hey everybody. You're listening to a phone interview with Deo Munyakazi and me, Heather Maxwell. I pause here to insert one more music fact. The piano is a common instrument in America, for sure. But for the record, the piano comes from Europe. It was invented by one man in 1709, Bartolomeo Cristofori of Padua, Italy. That man single-handedly invented the piano while he was employed by Ferdinando de' Medici, the Grand Prince of Tuscany, as the keeper of the instruments. Now back to my interview with Deo. How did you learn it?
I learned it from the old regent. Now he's 67 years old. He's still alive. Then I asked him to teach me inanga. I bought it with my money. After just 3 months, I have just started playing inanga in 2012.
How do you find people respond when you play?
They just feel amazing and they're proud of my culture. They just feel that it's a good step to see the young generation playing the folk music. It's amazing. Then they tell me, keep it up, guy. Never give up.
That's beautiful. So you just graduated 3 months ago from the University of Rwanda in the Arts and Creative Industries program. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
And yes, and how do you plan to make a career out of your degree?
So, because I've been studying arts and the creative, simply it's just creativity. When the teacher talked about the creativity, I tried to demo with my inanga, then I got some new creativity with my instrument. When you are learning inanga, you start playing the old folk music, the inanga cover. But I'm making my own style. Inanga can be played in Afro, in Zouk, in Jazz, in Reggae, in Hip Hop. So that's what I'm trying to work out.
Is the song that I'm going to play soon for everyone called, how do you say this?
Urakwirie.
Is this song an example of an innovation, or is this more on the traditional folk side?
This is my first product, joining inanga with marimba with some sounds. Is my first innovation. Then I'm trying out other ones.
I see.
Well, we're going to listen to it together, and I'm sure everyone listening now is going to love what you're doing with Inanga. We look forward to hearing much more of your upcoming songs. Thank you so much for joining me. Best of luck to you there in Kigali.
Okay, wonderful.
That was Deo Munyakazi speaking with me by phone about his music from Kigali. Now, let's listen to his first composition, Urukwirie Mwami. The creativity and innovation that he spoke of is in the inclusion of the malimba, also known as the marimba. The lyric message is this: you are Lord of Merit. As you guide our steps, you protect us from the devil. So let's dance and sing for you, as you are Lord of Merit.
Kugabiye ukamwitura mbanze cembere yaduha nze yokahangwa masiteka nitugabira tugatunga yaduheza gira tukeza yadusiga tugasa neza nirindi namwe zibirenge byacu ngo hato tudakikira ishimwa mwami Shinga data
Inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather. Here's a new one for you. Out of Nigeria, it's cheesy. Davido. Bagbe.
Well, if only time we come up on the arena, you know, say we leave a chase, no bag, I could take off the area. Hade, money Bagbe. Shabadaba Monica goes Lie, 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 lie She's it Come up on the arena, we leave a chase No bag, I pull out of the game, we have to do it at the game Miola, yes
Shabadaba
Mbere mole mujokun Don't try press me button Don't try tell me nothing Al-Qaeda and Shoki Mbere mole mujokun Don't try press me button. Don't try tell me nothing. Do the galala and shocky. Shabba dabba. Monica goes. Lie, 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 lie. She's come up on the arena. We leave a chase. No bag. I pull out of the game. We have to do it off again. Prolific youth, positive entertainer. Call me the Jagaban, son of the gun. Real McCoy, number one, Ichiban. Make way, lyrical like a pan. Money speaking, bullshit, Afiko. Real bad boy, certify me a wrecker. Step up on stage, me a boss of the speaker. Jack. Guide on me, friends, I forgive all me haters. Ofa Agbada, yo, Ofa Gele, yo. Ofi Josie, Ofa SMO. Ola Pamo, Oko SSC. Ofi Sosi, Ofi Rekemo. Ofa Agbada, ni. On the arena, we leave a chase, no bag, I pull out of the game, we have to do it off again. Miura, yes. Man, don't care if you not speak English, point not tough, not a distinguish. I love my thing like a satellite dish, I love it when you are wine it like this. Mbere mole mujokun, don't try press me button, don't try tell me nothing, Al-Qaeda and Shoki.
Better more like mucho. Don't try press me button. Don't try tell me nothing. Do the galala and shocky. Shabba dabba. Monica girls. Lie, 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 lie. She's. Come up on the arena, we leave a chase. No bag, I pull out of the game. We have to do it out again.
Nice one. Oh, I love that. That was Davido with Bagbe off his 2016 EP, Son of Mercy. This is Heather, and I've got more great music for you. Plus, an interview with Kenyan artist Nyashinski, better known in Nairobi today as the Comeback King. So keep it locked, y'all.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
Nchi ya kitu kidogo.
Hi, my name is Eric Wanaina, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell. Keep it right here. Msiende mahali.
Gunga konti hamba gungako. Gunga konti hamba.
Hey everybody, this is Heather. And just to keep true to the diversity of African music, let's listen to this beautiful jazz piece. It's called Hamba by Mozambican composer and saxophonist Orlando Venarek. The vocalist is Rodalia Chirut.
Ashitungushanga. Hamba, uyo usebenza ungabokhohlwa ubuyele ekhaya hamba uyo usebenza ungabokhohlwa ubuyele ekhaya kungakho ndihamba kungakho kungakho ndihamba kungakho ndihamba kungakho.
Beautiful. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and that was Orlando Venerek and Rodalia Shirut with Hamba. Next up, Nyashinsky. But first, this reminder of MTIA's broadcast schedule.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Now, let's meet Nyashinsky. All the way from Nairobi, Bill Odidi brings us this interview.
Sijui kanta na kesho, kani ngali na uwezo wa kuifanya, ntaifanya di mwisho, mwambieni huyo devo. Simogopi shetani, sagodi uko nami hadi kifo. Kanta na kesho, nipe nguvu na uwezo wa kijana na akili za mzee. Daima niwe, imara wasiniangushe. Naona saa. Kila siku ni zawadi toka Maulana so haja gani ushike tama mama majaribu isha oe ae na ataka madui zangu atashikana na zao njama siwaogopi na si mama mama.
So greetings from Nairobi here in Kenya, and thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi, and today we'll be hearing from a man who brings lots of melody into his rap. His real name is Nyamari Ongegu, but he's better known by the stage name Nyashinsky. About a decade ago, he was riding high in the urban music charts here in Kenya as a member of a group known as the Kleptomaniacs, and he went off to the US and has just returned back home. That's why they're calling him the Comeback King. So when I met him, I wanted to find out just how challenging it is to have been gone for so long, then to return and find a whole new sound and a whole new generation of stars.
It's usually very tricky because you're coming in, people know you, they want you to stay the same, but they also want you to change. At the same time, there's a whole brand new audience, you know, who's like, who's this new guy you guys are telling us about? So to appeal to two different generations is not an easy thing to pull off. So I'm very thankful and grateful.
So pick up the story for us. I mean, all the way from Kleptomaniacs. I mean, when you reflect back to that period, how do you analyze what was going on at that stage?
It was just fresh out of high school. We did a few songs together. We did one that came out on radio, and then the second one was on a compilation. And then the third and fourth singles were on radio. And then after that, it was like, you know, let's do an album. And then we ended up doing an album together, which is one of my best things that I'll always, even when I'm an old man, I'll always look back and say, it has a special place in my heart, that album. Yeah.
You want to introduce for us one of the songs from the album so that we can reminisce a little about those days?
Okay. My name is Nyashinsky from Kleptomaniacs, and this is Swing by Kleptomaniacs.
Mr. DJ, 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 Mr. DJ,
Mr. DJ, Mr. DJ, swing, swing, muziki ni bomba, bomba. Talanta sindumba, afini acha kusufa.
Tata amshi, hizo mpacha. What was it about that song? What was it about that song that made it connect to so many people? And even when you hear it today, there's still a really nice groove about it.
I think it's the melody. It just touches you, you know. I think the melody is a very nice melody. And at that point, there were some melodic songs out there, but also there was a lot of focus on rap and stuff like that. So I think when the melody came, it was more of a surprise, like, hey, these guys are doing melodies. And it was sweet melody, you know. That, I think, was the strength of the song.
Let's talk about this new single, Now You Know. Some people claim that you're taking a diss at the current generation of of performers, of rappers? Is there a hidden message in that song? Yeah.
No. You know, there's a difference between dissing and advice. The line that people allude to when they say it's a diss is, when you're new, try and keep your ego down. It's just, I'd say that to you, I'd say that to anyone. Ego is the enemy of your progress, you know? Treat people with respect, treat people with love, with kindness, anywhere you go. Just because you've come in and you're hot and you have your song is playing, don't let that change you and make you a different person, transform you into a monster. Does that really sound like a diss to you?
Not when you put it that way.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I just said it in English.
Yeah, fantastic. You want to introduce a song for us?
What's up? This is Nashinsky, and this is my song, Now You Know.
Ana degree au ni journalist tu journalist. Woo! Nasikia wakiuliza ule boy wetu alienda wapi, amepotea kazi ile mbegu atualipanda na kanyari. Na nasikia inasemekana ati rap zangu kamna mkazo na ile utamia rege mama. Maudinari wanankubali na ato ati ati hawezi kana. Wale upenda sauti yangu na iko wale usengenyana mama.
Now You Know, that's the title of the comeback song by Kenyan rapper and singer Nashinsky, who was speaking to me a little earlier. And that looks like just about all the time I had. So thank you for the company. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi. And right now I want to hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Sinanjana juwa mpishi, sija ifanya kazi ya ofisi, sija ilala kazi ja dishi, sija rap kitu kato kwa usiksivi. Trust me, siyezi rap mimi, hata nyeche mziki miaka hamsini, nikirudi bado na crash nyenye niko fast me, na niapati na nguwa rasmi.
All right, thanks Bill. We have time for one more song, so I've chosen this classic for you this week. It's a wonderful acoustic tune by Cameroonian singer-songwriter Danny Elwood, and it's called Negro et Beau. I'm black and beautiful.
Zabangazuni bivindi bina be.
Asuze babo bivinda be.
Zabangazuni bivindi bina be.
Asuze babo bivinda be.
Ça c'est la chanson de Coco. Il a chanté dans le métro des quartiers chauds de Chicago. Moi je suis négro et je suis beau. Il n'y a aucun accord. On dit qu'un négro n'est jamais beau. Moi je suis négro et je suis beau. Il n'y a aucun accord. Je suis négro. 4 kilos 800 grammes à la naissance. Demandez à ma mère, elle vous le dira. J'ai le négro, regardez bien. Regardez très bien sous le chapeau. Ce que vous voyez là, ce sont pas des lunettes de soleil. Ce sont mes narines. Et je suis négro. Black de peau, black tout de go. Une peau mélaninée à gogo. Ça se voit. De près ou de loin, de jour comme de nuit, surtout dans le noir. On dit qu'un négro c'est toujours un petit macro, toujours un petit escroc, toujours un petit rigolo, toujours un petit gigolo, qui n'aime que le papier. Moi je suis négro et je suis réglo. D'ailleurs je suis négro et je suis beau. Il y a Ogolun à Koro. La tête du négro comme la noix de coco. Les yeux du négro comme les noyaux de coro. Les dents du négro comme les dents de propos. En général, le négro est né dans les Sisongo. Il habite une huit en poto-poto. Ça c'est le négro et ça c'est beau. Moi je suis négro et je suis beau. Il y a au volum à coro. Les avantages des bivins du binapé.
Asuze babo
bibinda be. Zabangatuni bibindi bina be.
Asuze babo bibinda be.
On dit qu'un négro n'est jamais beau. Moi je suis négro et je suis beau.
come Kokumbo, come Chizito, come Oliver Tambo, come Steve Biko, come Chizerbo, come Manu Dibango, come Sassou Nguesso, come Sese Seko, come Omar Bongo, come Aijo, come Bien Bando, Yao Bolun Akoro. On dit qu'un négro n'est jamais beau. Il y a des négros qui sont très beaux. Chicago, à Soweto, moi je suis négro et je suis beau. Et il y a Ogolun à Koro. Zabangatouni bivindi binabe.
Asuze babo bivindabe.
Zabangatouni bivindi binabe.
Asuze babo bivindabe.
Zeison. Say yo, barangkanama, tiki bamba tika, anam tiki so, ambarangkama, barangkoso, amamo, bidirine, bidirisichu, nama boya, abapo, matangwane, matangwasichu,
time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the program. Special thanks to Frank Joab Jakaza, Deo Munyakazi, Bill Odidi, and Yashinsky. And of course, to all of you, my wonderful, devoted listeners and friends, for tuning in once again this week. As always, I encourage you to reach out to me on my Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, and now on WhatsApp. That number is +1 202 203 4118. That's 1-202-203-4118. See you all again next week, Friday at 0900 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. This is Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.